Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, welcome to Boston Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins, the webmaster. It's great to be here. And Evan, we're going to be talking about the Tigers today, and specifically who's going to stick and who's not going to stick. And what their prospects have done and how the progression has gone since spring training has started. Has anything changed? And are there some things that are obvious about the Tigers lineup and players who may be pushing stuff? So, hey, look, download us at the Apple iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. Pat Caputo 98 is where you can get it on X. Also, Evan Jenkins is now the king of the KFC. He's been that forever. Check that out. And Facebook, the 97.1 The Ticket X page and the 97.1 The Ticket Facebook page. And my Facebook page, I put these up here as well. But it's about drafts, prospects, and the future. So that's what we're going to talk about with the Tigers. Obviously, we've got Jackson Jobe to discuss. And I have a column written on this. So you can check that out. Maybe you're getting this podcast through that particular column. But he's going to be pushing for a spot sooner instead of later. And just by throwing one inning the other day, which he hit 102 miles an hour through five pitches over 100 miles an hour, popped a nice little high spin sweeper in there and threw 95 mile an hour cut fastballs that were precise. And then, by the way, just, you know, to show that he can throw a change, drop three changes right on a dime. Obviously, he's really good. Evan, just in short form, I don't think there's any way he's going to pitch a lot in the minor leagues if he throws like that. 102 is 102. Do you have any concerns about Jobe or what they would do with him? He may be up by May, not July, in some of the things that people are saying.
Well, yeah, I saw actually on Wednesday afternoon, John Morosi of MLB Network said he expects him to be called up midway through the season. And then I watched the outing. That was his first outing, right, Pat? Because it was a must-watch TV for me. And it was on Bally, so we were able to see it. And the first thing that came to my mind was, how soon does this young man get Tommy John surgery? Well, and the reason I said that was because when you see – youngsters throwing the ball at 102 mile an hour, it's not a normal throwing motion. Like, you're putting a lot of strain on that elbow. And it seems to be the hardest throwing dudes in Major League Baseball inevitably end up getting Tommy John. And I might be wrong for having that thought right away after that great performance. And was I wrong for having that thought, Pat?
No, it's a natural thought, some kind of injury. When it's a pitcher like that, the first thing that people will think of, it's high risk. There's going to be some kind of injury. And I know you, and I remember you, and I remember our discussions about baseball. And I know you're into memorabilia, and you were a big Hunter Green guy. But he was on Sports Illustrated, and you were following everything, and you would always ask me questions about Hunter Green, who's still trying to command the baseball, but throws extraordinarily hard. You know, that would come to your mind. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, one of the things that scouts will talk about is they like them to throw hard, but not too hard. There's a sweet spot for that. But Casey Mize had Tommy John surgery. He throws 95-96. All right? So, you know, Tarek Skubal, when he was in college, had Tommy John surgery. So it's a very common thing that happens to pitchers. I don't think it's an overly risk. Is that a way to say it?
I get what you're saying.
About Jackson Jobe, because he throws hard. I don't see it that way.
So another question I have about him, obviously he came in a relief appearance. It was only going to be one inning. Now, I assume he will be a starting pitcher when he gets called up to the major leagues. Long-term goal. But would he be more of like, I'm not comparing him to Justin Verlander. I'm just saying when Justin Verlander was pitching, he would ramp it up in the later innings. You would see him hit 107th or 8th inning, but he wouldn't start the game like that. Would you expect Job to be a pitcher more like that than coming out in the first inning, throwing that kind of gas? Because I would imagine that couldn't last an entire ball game. He's not Nolan Ryan.
No, he's gonna sit in the high 90s. That's what he did in the minor leagues last year. He was amped up. I've watched all his innings that I could watch last year, which was all of them, actually. And he is not somebody that is going to sit at 100 miles an hour. No starting pitcher does. And right. I've seen him throw high 90s. I've seen him hit 99, but I had never seen him hit triple digits before yesterday. Now, on those minor league telecasts, they don't always show the radar gun, but I'm sure if they lit it up, one of the announcers would say, hey, that hit 100 miles an hour.
Sure.
But he's a starting pitcher because he's got four pitches at least. You know, he's got the sweeper is the thing. The 3000 RPM sweeper was what everybody talked about, a legend. And it's proved to be that when he's pitched. And he's developed that cutter. The most impressive pitches he threw were the changeup, which last year when I saw him land in that changeup, I said, holy cow, man, Tigers got lightning in a bottle here. And then the other one is that cutter. He throws a 95-mile-an-hour cutter that's got a real tight break to it at the end. So if you watch that outing, he displayed all his goods. You know, it was like what I was telling you and the folks here listening to the podcast. All winter, it's like, this is what he is. And I said, holy bleep, this guy is really good. Or I can say it on a podcast. Holy shit, this guy is really good.
Do you think the Tigers did that just to give us a little taste?
Well, I don't know. And I wrote about this in the column I'm writing about, but I don't think it was a coincidence that it was against the Twins. That's the only time they see the Twins. And that was like throwing them out there and saying, hey, look what we got.
Yeah.
Had Mahaita pitch the first four innings, and he's throwing like, you know, his classic junk balls up there. Once in a while, I'd throw 90, and it seemed like he threw 100 because he threw so much slow stuff and it would jam guys. Well, then they bring in the guy they signed off of their team to start, and then they bring in this guy. And it's like, hey, look at this weapon we have. JV only threw 118 minor league innings. Granted, he was a college pitcher.
Yeah.
And this kid's more polished at a younger age than JV was. He doesn't turn 22 until July. He has command of four pitches. JV pretty much was fastball and slider and okay changeup. This kid, you know, has command of four or five pitches. So what I'm telling you is all that translates to the major leagues. 102 is 102, you know, 95-mile-an-hour cutter is a 95-mile-an-hour cutter with a tight spin. You land changeups on the corner, that's going to be effective. So the question with the Tigers is not when they're going to bring him up, but how soon. And if they keep him down in the minor leagues and start talking about, well, he needs more experience and more, that's total garbage because every 100-mile-an-hour fastball or 3,000 rep RP.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Change or sweeper he throws in the minor leagues. Every time he goes out and has a good outing, whatever, it's a wasted pitch for your major league team. And with pitchers, to your point, you got to use them while you got them. You know, right. like Zamaya broke down. There was a third-round pick out of high school a few years ago, Ian Anderson. Mm-hmm. Pitched so well for the Braves and was a key to them winning the World Series and all that. You know, he eventually broke down. But if they hadn't used him when he was young, they wouldn't have got the benefit that carried him to the postseason and through the postseason in his case, because he pitched really well in the postseason. Third overall pick, high school pitcher. And he didn't throw this hard. He didn't have Job's MO. See, if you look at Job, he's like the pitcher from Central Casting. He's got the perfect body for it, everything.
Crazy.
You know, and he's got that look on his face like, look, man, I know I'm good. You know, here it comes. If you can hit it, good luck to you. And then I'll fool you with an eight. Look, he went from 86 miles an hour, okay, to 102 miles an hour. That was, you know, the difference that they had on those particular plays.
Yeah, when you're changing, especially if you can drop them from the same arm angle, I mean, it's almost unhittable if you can change speeds by 15 miles an hour like that.
Right.
Is there anybody else that maybe going into spring training, we thought that they were a lock for the team and maybe they're not so much anymore? I don't even know if that exists. The person that I think of that I had most attention on that was like a fringe player was that Justin Henry Molloy, and it just doesn't seem like it's clicking for him.
I don't know where they're going to play him unless they make him a full-time DH. There's no spot for him. So if he comes up and he doesn't get that many at-bats, why would you want to use him in that position? So I think he's going to AAA. The fact that they traded for Urshela, who's going to be their third baseman, I think, made it, you know, was kind of, you know, puts him in limbo. The other player that I would watch out for, you know, he better play well, is Verlin.
Yeah,
because they've got a situation where he's not doing much. And although he's got tremendous speed and tools, they just don't project into actual really good metric baseball. So I think there's a possibility that if it doesn't happen now, and he's had a bad spring so far, hitting wise, that he may be the odd man out at some point.
Well, Wednesday afternoon, he hit a leadoff home run against the Phillies.
Right, his former team. Well, he's not a prospect, obviously, but he's an oddity because he has such good tools.
Yeah.
He's exceptionally fast, but he really doesn't steal that many bases. When he hits a home run, he hits it a mile, right?
Yeah.
When he makes a play in the outfield or whatever, but overall, he's just not that productive a player. You know, his metrics aren't very good. He doesn't really have a position. And I think they realized that while they're waiting for Chase Young to come up, they wanted a situation where they didn't necessarily trust Verlin at third base. So I would be surprised if, if he doesn't get off to a good start or doesn't contribute and then early in the season they need an extra pitcher. Yeah, I'd have to check on his options or something, but they make some kind of move there with him. He's going to have to compete. And, you know, Scott Harris and Greenberg, I don't think they really care about whether they acquired him or not, you know, that they're their guys. I mean, they're just trying to put the best team on the field. So the other one I'd look at is, is he going to have to see some things, from some of their other players that are veteran players to stay on, you know, because they acquired Urshela.
Yeah.
But you're right about Malloy. The other question I have is, I know Cole Keith will probably hit pretty well, and he's done reasonably well in spring training, but he's going to have to defend, and I have no idea whether he's going to be capable of doing that at the major league level as a second baseman. So they better cover their tracks at second base, because they may end up with him being a DH.
Yeah.
Or, and the other one's Kerry Carpenter. You know, he hasn't hit a home run, the last 145 plate appearances last year, and he needs to flash some power here to make him – to let everybody know they haven't figured him out how to pitch to him.
So what I'm really interested by, I mean, you can look at the NFL preseason, you take little out of it. NBA preseason, it is what it is. It's like five games. You look at the hockey preseason, which I think has more meaningful games than all of them combined. And then I look at spring training. I still don't know what to make of this Tigers team. Am I wrong for having those feelings, or is it still kind of a wait and see approach? Because yes, we know all spring training games aren't on television, so I can't visually see them all. But looking at box scores, there's nothing that I've been like overwhelmed with.
I just
wonder if there's going to be a regression with some of the younger guys.
Ty Madden has thrown very well in the exhibition games. That's been a good sign. He may be very quick to be in the major leagues. All right. He throws hard. He's really good. That's been good. Their catchers have been okay. And, you know, those two catchers they have, Dingler got sent out. I don't know what to make of him, but they need him to maybe develop. So there's a couple other things that you're looking at. But so far, I think it's been a pretty good spring for them. There hasn't been, a bunch of disasters.
Okay. What about the development of – I'm going to always go back to these guys, are Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson, because I feel if those guys go, the Tigers will go. Do we have any injury concerns with Riley Green, first off? And second off, do you see Spencer Torkelson continuing to improve on his power numbers?
I think that those two will play well this year. I think they're being underrated in terms of what their upside is, and I think they'll do a good job coming up here this year.
Pat, I'm so excited for baseball to start. Like, we could fast forward these spring training games and get it here already. But do you expect any other younger guys that maybe aren't on our radar or maybe were sent to minor camp early that could maybe show up for us?
Eddie's Leonard.
Okay.
He showed during that he could play pretty well, so.
Can you tell, I guess my last question would be, can you inform me and all of our listeners, because I'm going to guess they're in the same boat as me, but this pipeline showdown or something that the Tigers and Major League Baseball are doing, is this just a showcase for all the team's top prospects? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. It's basically to, you know, take advantage of and show some exposure. So that baseball can get like the draft prospect type of angle that they've had with the NFL draft and provide it to baseball.
Okay.
So, but anyway, look, we appreciate it. Don't forget to like us. Don't forget to download us. Don't forget, wherever you get your podcasts, look at us and read the columns that I write. And we put the podcasts in there at odyssey.com. Till next time, we'll see you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.